our special, special guest has just logged in. Our very special guest, who will probably be our last guest of this 3-hour conversation. We want to welcome to the conversation our Congresswoman in Orlando, Florida, in my district, the Honorable Val Demings. We want to welcome you to the show. How are you doing today, Congresswoman?
Oh, my goodness. It's great to be with you. I just landed from Washington, D.C. Can I tell you how happy I am to be home in Orlando?
I know you have to be. Wow. Wow. Tell me, you were there. Give us the play-by-play. What was it like to be in the midst of all this mess yesterday?
Well, let me say, first, I just want to thank you all for inviting me to join you because, you know, we have much to talk about that we certainly did not expect to be talking about today about this. But, you know, we all have been waiting for the final portion of the peaceful or significant portion, I'll put it that way, of the peaceful transfer of power, which involves the House of Representatives, Congress counting the electoral votes and certifying them. It's usually just a ceremonial affair. Most people don't even pay attention, right? Because it's just the votes arrive and you count them. So I wanted to watch that. I was seated in the House gallery. Of course, we knew that there were going to be people who support Donald Trump that were descended upon Washington, D.C. We know their reputation. We've seen the actions, their violent actions in other cities, but we knew they were going to be there. But we were there in the House, somewhere on the House floor, somewhere in the House gallery. I was in the gallery upstairs just watching. And, you know, we heard the noise and stuff outside, but then someone with Capitol Police came in and said there had been a breach of the Capitol, which I just could not believe, because I was trying to figure out, how did that happen? How did the protesters get past the barricades, close enough to the Capitol, and just breach, just walk on in and, you know, cause destruction and wow, carry on like that? It was just really shocking.
Wow. How are things now in D.C.?
I mean, you can't imagine. You know, yesterday when they told us that there had been a breach of the Capitol building, and that, of course, the proceeding stopped. They told us to, then they came back and said, everybody needs to get down, get down, get down. And then we heard like bamming at the doors, where they obviously had instruments and flagpoles and whatever else they could access to try to ram the doors open. I mean, you can imagine what that experience was. I mean, for me, it was, you know, all I can think about was, I spent 27 years on the streets of Orlando as a police officer and a police chief, and I'm going to die like this in the Capitol.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you know what I mean? That's what I was thinking. There were some terrifying moments. You know, I looked into the eyes of some of my colleagues who had never been in any situation like that, obviously, and just tried to start comforting them. And, you know, I told one, I'm going to be with you. I'm not going to leave you. The other one, I said, let's pray. And she led a great prayer. And you know, the Capitol Police had their guns drawn. So people were traumatized yesterday. Members and staff, of course, they're still traumatized today. But the big question that still remains unanswered is, how in the heck were they allowed to breach the walls of the Capitol? And because once that happens, you lose total control. And that's what happened yesterday. So everybody's still waiting for some answers and very anxious, as you can imagine.
Of course, you were one of the people who prosecuted Donald Trump and successfully prosecuted him. So you know more about him than the average people. Did you ever think this would come down? It would come down to this, where we at right now?
You know, I thank you for that question. And let me say this, year before last, let's go back to year before last, when the Democratic caucus was having a discussion about whether we should impeach Donald Trump or not. This is a statement that I made. I said, Donald Trump is not going to allow us to not impeach him because he has no floor. He doesn't know when to stop. The more he gets away with, the more he does. He's an habitual offender with no moral compass. And so look what happened. He kept on and ended up being impeached, not removed. But to tell you, I'm not surprised, because you're right. You think about what all you all know about Donald Trump within the public sphere. I know the full story. And none of this surprises me at all. What you saw yesterday on the steps of the Capitol and in the sacred halls of the Capitols, that was the culmination of who Donald Trump is in real time.
Wow.
And so, while I would love to say I'm shocked, I am not shocked at all. What you saw is who he is. And what did Maya Angelou say? When people show you who they are, believe them. So if you want to get a good glimpse of what he is, replay the video of people just total disregard for the law, for the Capitol Police, for the U.S. Capitol, and anything else that's decent and good.
Wow. Representative Demings, I have a question just to put things in a little bit more perspective. What is it like on a regular day for you to get into the Capitol building versus what happened yesterday? And you're a representative.
Yeah, I'm a representative. And look, and of course, you know, I appreciate the security, right? I mean, they have magnetometers at all of the public entrances. They have magnetometers even at the garage entrances where we go into the building. And, you know, for the members, I mean, we have our member pin on, but those magnetometers are there for a reason, right? To make sure that nobody is able to bring weapons or any other instruments that could do harm to anybody. And so, I appreciate that security. But what we had yesterday was people, as you saw from the videos, who just charged, like I say, they had total disregard for any lawful authority or orders from the police. They just broke their way into the Capitol, certainly didn't go through the magnetometers, and we had no idea what they were carrying, and we know what they're known to carry,
right?
But so it was a very intense, very uneasy moment. But I tell you what, we were, and look, I talk to the Capitol Police every day. You know, when I see them, I'm reminded of myself, my own career. I have a great relationship with them. But they were totally unprepared for what they encountered on yesterday. They were understaffed and overwhelmed. And now look, for those line officers who were out there with the protesters, I'm not looking at them. Oh, I'm looking at those persons in authority, what kind of operational plan they had, what kind of instructions were given, because it appeared that there was no operational plan. And if there was, it was totally inadequate.
Wow. Go ahead,
can
John.
I want to ask Representative Demings three questions.
Three, John? You don't have that much time, man.
They're all three real quick questions. Representative Demings, this is John Covington. And the first thing I want to ask you, are you a singer? Because I keep hearing a singer in that voice of yours.
I sing in the choir.
Uh-huh.
I do sing in the choir. So. When I was a little girl, my mother played the piano for the church. What choice did I have, right? I still sing in the choir.
Your voice is amazing. Don't you guys hear a singer in there?
Oh, yeah.
No, my goodness, don't start that. Because you know what? People are going to start calling me saying, I heard you're singing. facility.
well, see, look at it this way. See, look at it this way. You can officiate the wedding, and then you can also be the singer.
You know what? I'd rather officiate the wedding.
the first question I want to ask you is, did you ever have a conversation with Joseph Biden and his team about possibly being the VP nominee?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what? Y'all really need to invite me back and just let me have the whole show to talk about that.
Hey.
It's really something that most people don't hear about. I certainly didn't know what that process was like, but I had hours and hours. I had several conversations with then Vice President Biden. I had hours and hours and hours and hours. Did I say hours of interviews? They requested 20 years of tax returns. I wanted to say, when you get 1 year from the president, come back to see me. They really, I mean, it was unbelievable. With my sons, y'all know I have three sons, and they all had hours worth of interviews. And wow. I remember my youngest son saying, it was like, you know, the Joe Biden's team introduced themselves, and then they said, "What's your social media passwords?"
Whoa.
Wow.
You know, so, because why are you here in this uniform? We gonna check it. And then, wow. You know, they were like, in 2010, when you were in college, like a sophomore in college, you said, he looking like, what? You know, but my brother, I have a brother who was in the Air Force. My brother's 67 years old now. They asked him, they say, when you were 20 years old in the Air Force, this happened. Tell us about it.
And what?
He was looking real crazy too, as you can't imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody in my family run.
They went crazy. Back as far as they could go with me. It's, you know, it started off, tell us about your childhood, your parents, your siblings. And I'll tell you this, with my sons, I have three sons. One had the day that I was sworn into Congress, one had a very important work engagement, right? And when he said, you know, Mama, got this going on and I want to be there for you, I was like, you know, you go to your job, right? I'm going to be sworn in today. Well, let's fast forward to the vetting process. They asked him, why weren't you at your mother swearing in?
Oh, wow.
Believing that had some special, you know, it was something going on in the family, right? They asked me, does your pastor ever preach any past controversial sermons? I said, I go to a black church. I did tell him that. I said, I go to a black church. Everything that he preaches about is considered controversial.
Right.
But, you know, but it was really, you talk about a process. Wow. And every time we would push back a little bit, it was, but you're being vetted for vice president of the United States. I want to say, obviously, Trump was not vetted, right? Okay.
Well, as president, you don't have to be. I guess that's the one thing, you can just run. I won't ask the other question since you're going to come back.
I like to talk about that because it's something, like I said, you know, it was new for me and it's new for most people. And they find it very, very interesting in how we select our leaders, at least everybody but the president. So that I would love to do that, really.
Right.
Fascinating. That's Paul, you going to set up?
Me and Daniel got a good relationship. Congresswoman Val Demings came to our radio station before we even came on air. So she blessed us.
That's right. Call me anytime you call. I will be here if my schedule allows. So just
we appreciate that. Excellent. Go ahead, John. And then we have one more question for the
question. I was just going to say, so the Capitol, this isn't my question. This is just a comment. The Capitol police chief has resigned. We see.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, when the members yesterday, of course, they were upset because, you know, it was a scary time. And they were saying the officers didn't do this and officers didn't do that. I said, let me tell you something. I say, having worked as a police chief, the officers do what they're told to do. And if they did nothing or you feel they didn't do enough, well, let's see what they were told. Weirdo. And so when I heard about the resignation, because I sent a letter to Nancy Pelosi today requesting that the members meet and receive a full briefing from the sergeant at arms and the police chief. And we want a full briefing about yesterday's response. We want to know about future protocols. We want to know about how do you lock down the Capitol and prevent this from happening again. And then when I heard he resigned today, I said, oh, okay. So that's kind of an answer for one of the questions that I have. What were the instructions for the officers? So, yeah.
You know,
that answered that.
Yes. Yeah. There's a question from Pine Hills Talk on Hilltop Jay. He wanted to know what's the difference between the Black Lives Matter protests and then what you seen yesterday?
Well, and you know, that question has come up quite a bit. We certainly raised that question in the Congressional Black Caucus because it is important to know whenever there are demonstrators. Now, I was asked this question earlier today, like some people say demonstrators, protesters, whatever. What do you call them? I said, what I call the ones from yesterday, those were criminals. those were law violators. That's what I call them. But that question has come up quite a bit about the differences in responses, and we expect to get some answers there. You know, I would start with this, though, something certainly to consider. You know, the Capitol Police has primary jurisdiction for security at the Capitol, although they also have the leeway to request assistance, right, from Metro PD and federal agents and all, which they did not do, which that's another question we want to know. The Black Lives Matter responses were handled by city police department, Metro, pretty much, and other agencies. And so when you take an agency that works inside of the building for the most part or at security checkpoints versus those who deal with a lot of differences on the street, the response may be different. I also reminded somebody about when Justice Kavanaugh was about to be confirmed. And, you know, there were protests every day during that. There were 200 people that were arrested. They didn't look like me, but there were 200 people who weren't violent. But these guys clearly were violent yesterday. And so right. We do want to understand why the differences in responses. And everybody has a right to know that. And we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Last question, Congresswoman, for you. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give President Donald Trump?
What was before one?
Zero.
You know what? I'm serious. You know what? Sometimes you can give a person credit, right, because they show up.
Right.
You know what? I might would give him a one because he showed up, right? Where has he been since November 3rd?
Wow. Yeah.
Golfing.
You know, usually, you know, you rise to the occasion. At what point in the last 4 years did he rise to the occasion?
Exactly.
When America was hurting. America was in trouble. We were being racially divided or dealt with police misconduct or the economy, people losing their jobs or their small businesses going out. You know, almost 375,000 people died with COVID-19, people lacking health care. Please tell me, at which moment did he rise to the occasion? He has been the divider in chief. He's full of hate, envy, and he gets a zero. He really, I cannot think of, I can't, and really, I have watched him up close. You know, my husband says, would you stop talking about him? Look, I'm like, no, I got to keep my eye on him. Somebody's got to watch him, but.
Right.
I try to be fair, though. I really do. I try to be fair in terms of if he does something great, you know, okay, let's give him that, right?
Right.
I did think of one thing. I don't think he's necessarily responsible for it, but the vaccine rollout did occur under his watch.
Okay. All right.
I didn't say he was responsible for it.
Right. Right.
The vaccine rollout did happen under his watch, but he still gets a zero.
I got back from Ghana yesterday. Don't you know they only had 335 deaths because they locked that country down for 7 months? And even if you were a citizen, you could not get in.
And you know what? Even so, you know, sometimes we don't like it. You know, I remember at the police department, there were some orders I had to give. People didn't like it, but it wasn't a popularity contest, right? It was about doing what was in the best interest of the people. And when we're in trouble as a nation, we need real leadership to rise to the top. That means making the tough decisions because our safety, our health, and our well-being is the number one priority. He did not rise to the occasion. They did.
Wow. Thank you so much, Congresswoman. Got to have you back. Say hello to your wonderful husband. And I'm so proud of y'all. Y'all make me proud to be Black.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of you as well. And I'm serious about inviting you back. I love the talk, as you can see. So invite me back.
I will. Thank you so much.
Please invite her back, PA.
No doubt.
Thank you.